The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man!
It was the Monday before Thanksgiving. And everybody's excited because everybody who had been in that relationship with that high school girlfriend that they thought that they was going to keep throughout college was so excited to see that girl. So my man Leon, who's from Jackson, Mississippi, kind of a quirky dude. He stayed on second floor. Was like, hey, man, what's up, man? You know, yeah, man, I'm ready to go home, kick it with my girl. I said, yo, me too, man. I can't wait, can't wait. She's like, yo, man, well, yo, we ain't got class tomorrow. She said, yo, man, hey, you should go get something to drink. Well, y'all know that, you know, at 18, you're a freshman in college. You know, y'all know that the drinking age, no matter where you are in the continental U.S., is 21. So I said, yeah, man, matter of fact, I could look out of my window from the first floor. I sit on the first floor of Huber Hall. I could look out of my window, and there was a couple of restaurants. I mean, there was one restaurant. It was a Mrs. Winter's, like a knockoff chicken place. And then there was a gas station. So at that gas station, you know, you could literally, it's not even a 5-minute walk over there. Normally, you could possibly get somebody to cop for you. I don't know if y'all heard of that from the Midwest. We say, we'll get somebody to buy liquor for you. So, let's see if we get somebody to cop for us. So, cool. I said, all right, well, look, man, you know, we rolling down the hall. Everybody turning their music up, packing their bags because they're getting ready to go the next day. And so, Leon was like, yo, man, I'm about to go to the liquor store. I said, all right, cool, man. I said, well, look, man, let me go upstairs and see if the homies want something. I said, I'll meet you back here. He said, cool. So I go upstairs to the second floor. My boy's upstairs playing spades, whatever, kicking it. So I was like, hey, fellas, y'all want something to drink? It was like, oh, yeah. So then, boom, we get caught up. Spades game gets intense. You know, after a while, we just listen to music. We get caught up in the moment. Like, man, I look up, man, like literally 30 minutes past. I'm like, oh, snap. I said, yo, I love Leon downstairs. Boom. So I'm like, look, man, all right. So I said, give me your dough. All right, boom. So I roll out, go downstairs. And all of a sudden, it's mad people on the first floor. So I'm like, yo, what's going on? So I tell my next door neighbor, my boy Rob, I said, what's up, man? We had a floor meeting. Y'all didn't tell me? He said, nah, man. He said, you didn't hear? He said, Leon just got shot and killed 30 minutes ago. I said, what? He said, yeah. I said, man, I told him to wait for me. Turns out that Leon had gone up to the gas station. And as he was getting ready to go walk into the gas station, there was a guy that got out of his car. So Leon was real, all of us were young looking at 18. Leon was real young looking. And so Leon gets out, you know, he asked the dude, I guess, to cop for it. So turns out that this guy, you know, turns to him, and next thing you know, he pulls out a 357 Magnum. So once Leon sees it, he just dropped everything and ran. And, you know, of course, according to police report, this is probably what happened. So he ran. And as he was running, the dude hit him, you know, shot twice, boom. And the gun, you know, the bullet went through his, you know, went through one went through his back. The other one went like right through his hip bone. But the fact that he was just fleeing the scene. He just ran out into traffic. So not only was he shot, but he also got hit by a car. So they found him in the middle of Ashby Street. And so it's one of those things, man. Once the news hit back the campus just that quick, I immediately picked up the phone, called my parents, man. I'm in tears. I'm like, y'all, please come get me. My dad was on the way to come get us. He wasn't gonna leave until the next to the next morning. At this time, it's probably about 11:30, probably about 10, about 11:30 at night. My dad said, you know, bump it, I'm on the way. I'm getting in the car right now. And so all the girls from our sister daughter came over, man. And it was just, it was crazy. And so it was one of those things where a lot of times we make decisions and we use our head or our heart. But I'm going to tell y'all, God takes care of fools and babies. And I definitely wasn't no baby at the time. There are a lot of times our gut tells us something. And when your gut tells you something, you listen to it. Whenever you're hungry, your stomach's not going to lie to you. And so a lot of times we make decisions based on what we think and what our hearts say and what our minds say. But both your heart and your mind will fool you. But when your gut tells you something, you follow it. And so there are days upon days upon, there's not a day I don't wake up and think about Leon. Because I think about the fact that, you know what, man? You didn't walk your post that day. You told Leon you was coming back. And even though Leon left you, you know what? Had more than a half an hour passed, I always said to myself, dog, what would have happened had you gone? You might have been able to save him from that. But better yet, there might be two dead black men instead of one. Or maybe the bullet would have hit me and Leon would be telling this story instead of you. And so every single day, the first thing I say when I wake up, I just say, thank you. And not because I would have rather Leon to have taken the bullet and not me. I just know, literally, fellas, all it takes is 30 minutes. And something can happen that will change your life for the good or for the worst. And so today, man, I just want to challenge y'all. Whatever decision you make today, follow your gut. Don't worry about what your head and your heart say. I was on the phone. I was on text last night with a couple of brothers from G-Men. I was like, it's easier done than said. It's not easier said than done, especially when you allow your gut to move you. And so today, fellas, I just ask y'all, I beg of y'all, think of somebody who sacrificed their life, even unbeknownst to you. Maybe it's somebody you know. Maybe it's somebody that's passed on. If you don't do it for nobody else, do it for that person. Because every day I wake up, man, I think about Leon. I say thank you. And I just hope whatever I do on a daily, I'm like, Leon, I hope my life is a representation of what you might have dreamed of.
It's a powerful story, man. I think when you said, I heard you say, and I thought you said it wrong, and you was like, no, I said that for a reason. When you said it's easier said, it's easier done than actually said. And that made me think of, kind of what we always talk about, especially when it comes down to doing the core four. It really doesn't matter how it is that you feel when you're operating out of the core four and your principles. And it really does. I mean, obviously, if somebody close to you died, then that might throw you off. But those days when we get up and say, man, I just don't feel like doing this, we're not operating out of how we feel. We're operating out of principle. So, yeah, if you really think about it, that phrase that you said, it's really easy to just do it because you've been doing it for so long. So it is easier done than actually said, because that's what we have adopted in the G-Men, that no matter what we're going to do, every day we get up, we're going to walk our posts in a perfect manner.
Coach Rice, man, that it definitely resonated with me on several layers. When you talked about the decisions, it's interesting. One of the stories that I shared with them, I don't share often because it's personal, but I talked literally about that. The decisions that you make can lead you down a road of destruction or, you know, of benefit. I had a 17-year-old cousin die tragically because of a decision. He was the second. I'm the first in my family to have a degree. He would have been the second. And his life ended because of a unfortunate, you know, decision that he really didn't think about. Went to school, attended a summer program. He was on his way to play college basketball. Him and his girlfriend, they went to school, was coming back home to grab some stuff to return back to school. She decided to walk up over the overpass, and he decided to jump the tracks. And, you know, as many of you may know, if you're familiar with subways, you know, they don't have anything underneath them. So you have to pull yourself up. It's all upper body. When you were talking about, you know, feeling a sense of, you know, guilt, like, dang, could I have done something? And it hit me because I'm like, dang, I really didn't reach back out to him being the first to go to college. There was an inkling in me, a small fragment, like, dang, maybe, just maybe, if I would have talked to him about something, going to school, experiences, something could have resonated with him to have him possibly alter that decision. So thank you, bro.
Yeah, fellas. And, you know, again, so the challenge question today is basically, where will you allow your gut to lead you today? You know, you hear Kendall say a lot of times, we constipated. And again, we talk about the choices, the things, you know, we have a choice to in terms of what we eat. But not only what will you allow your gut to lead you, what will you take in and what will you get rid of today? And sometimes it may not even be anything in the physical. It may be pride. It may be anger. It may be jealousy. It may be laziness. It may be procrastination. It may be any of the above. But where will you allow your gut to lead you?
I grew up pleasing people in order to feel good about myself. And so part of me sometimes wants to hang in there with people a little longer than I need to. And I have to consistently check myself and say, dude, are you people pleasing? Because that don't get you nowhere and it don't help them. This is that's really about you. That's a selfish move for real. So for me, I'm gonna allow my gut to continue to just be extremely wide open to what God is saying to me. In every step and being good with that and seeing what the outcome looks like.
I'm going to allow my gut to help me keep making the right decisions. I think we had on a call a couple of days ago about how people are watching you and you got to, you know, stay in your purpose and keep doing what you're doing. I had a friend reach out to me yesterday and I haven't talked to this guy in like probably about 2.5 years. Now, this is one of the, you know, one of my good friends here in Virginia that, you know, we used to run together, get girls together, you know, sell weed together, all that stuff, go party and everything. So once you start to something different and you start to grow, you start to pull away from people. So I ain't talked to this guy in like 2.5 years. He hit me yesterday with a text and was like, yo, I want to be a better leader. I want to be a better father. I've been watching what you've been doing. He said, I just got saved the other day. And when I go get baptized, he said, man, I want you to be there with me. So just allow my gut to keep, you know, letting me do the right things and making the right decisions.
What's up? That's what's up. Mine is.
Yeah, to see. So let me jump in. So I think my life is summed up as a person who takes 0% risks, like zero. With me, my family, just 0% risk. And I really think as far as going with your gut, that whole 0% risk thing is holding me back. So just today, I guess I'm just going to try to put myself out there and basically just take more chances with, you know, as far as my job or, you know, talking to people and just putting myself out there. Yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do.
Yeah. So I heard a story a long time ago. So the guy was walking. There was a group of guys walking with the prophet at the time, and they were headed into this real shaky town, you know, town known for killing and murdering and stealing and robbing. So as they were getting to the town, one of the guys that was walking with the prophet say, prophet, when we get to the town, what should we do with our camels, And the prophet said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, they're known for stealing camels in this town. So prophet just ignored him, didn't say anything. And they finally get to the town and they pull up at the inn. And the guy that's walking with the prophet says, prophet, should we believe and trust in the Lord that nobody's just going to steal our camels? Or should we go ahead and tie our camels up? And the prophet said to him, you always believe and you trust in God. You always believe and you trust in the Lord. He said, but make no mistake about it, go ahead and tie those camels. Right? So the moral of the story is always go with your gut. You always have a belief and a faith, but you always go and you tie that camel. So there's that gut instinct, there's that belief and that faith, but then there's that man in you, there's that other piece in you that always makes sure that you cover a couple of different ways. So believe and trust, but also tie up your camel.
The G-Men community exists to allow men to connect through group coaching, training calls, online workshops, and location-based retreats. Join the movement at GMENworldwide.com.
Everybody here, because it's the same spirit, the same energy, looking for five.
What do you do when life happens? No matter what you're growing through, you heard me? Growing through in life. When life happens, you have to stop. You gotta pause. And deal with crises.
What G-Man has done for me almost defies description. It has really made me self-assess to a higher degree. It's made me more patient with the process. It's made me more patient with people.
See, when you come to...
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead.